from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The totality of the season, you can tell which side of the ball wasn't as good as it should have been.
I want to get to my guy, Brody Brazil, NBC Sports California, A's and Sharks pre and post game. And you know what? I love Brody because his underrated knowledge of obscure Warriors. I like Brody. I like what he's in the newsroom, man. Brody.
Montego Cummings.
Brody was naming names, putting me to shame. I say, dude, Brody, I'm trying to keep a job around
Keith
here, man.
Jennings.
Keep it down, Brody.
Clifford Rozier.
There we go.
There you go.
Mark Jackson.
Rest in peace, Clifford Rozier, right? Did he pass away?
What?
No. Who was it that passed away? Oh, man, I hope I didn't do that.
OG Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson, Clifford Rozier, Felton Spencer. Tyrone
Victor
Hill.
Alexander.
Vincent Askew.
Vincent
Askew. Way back.
Yeah, Clifford Rozier passed away in 2018, Brody.
Wow.
Can you believe
that?
Louisville's finest.
No.
Yeah.
And here it is 2024, and I'm just finding this out. Yeah. By the way, guys, if the Brandon Ayuk news happens in the next 10 minutes, I'll hang up. I'll just listen, right?
No. You can give us your thoughts on Brandon Ayuk. Give us your thoughts. I don't even know where we go with that one no more, man.
If they're close, it's going to happen. Like, they'll find a way to fudge the numbers a little bit here, a little bit there. I think they are close, but I don't.
Who knows?
Interesting.
What's more tiring, the Brandon Ayuk saga or the A's stadium saga?
I appreciate you putting it that way. It's fatiguing. It's heartbreaking times 10. It's been numbing for me to go through the cycle of this season of, you know, covering the team on a day-to-day basis and getting invested in baseball. Oh, look, there's Mason Miller. Oh, look, there's Brent Rooker hitting home runs. There's Shea Langeliers emerging as, you know, big name backstop. And then you realize, oh, wait a second. All of this kind of means nothing for those of us here in the Bay Area as soon as this season is over. And I know everybody's been aware of this. And I really, you know, Shasky and Bonte, I really do appreciate you guys. I know I was listening this morning in the 6 o'clock hour on my bagel run. I heard you guys talking about this. I really appreciate you dedicating kind of today's show to not only this weekend series, A's Giants, but the end of Oakland and San Francisco in pretty much any sports rivalry. This is a big deal.
Well, you know, I'll speak for myself. I know Bonte and I have similar but yet different, you know, upbringings when it comes to just living in the city and the Giants. Like, my dad was a diehard Giants fan, and we grew up toward Candlestick. And when we were, you know, going to games in the 80s, there were a couple thousand people at the games. And my dad used to have Wednesday afternoon noons off, and we would sit in the family pavilion, and there'd be very few people there. And the first ball I ever got was a Chris Brown home run. You know, the old pullouts, the 49er pullouts in the family pavilion in right field. He hit a ball that went down underneath. I went down, I grabbed the ball. There were so few people there. Like, it was literally five-year-old me going after that ball and nobody else there. And my dad used to bring beers and stuff into the game. He'd hide them into his coat because there's no one out there. And And the A's were the shining jewel of not just the Bay Area, but of baseball. They had the three consecutive World Series teams, and they had the most popular closer, and they had a manager who was a star-setting manager. They made the trade to go get back Ricky Henderson, and they had McGuire and Canseco. And it's just where they were 30, 40 years ago and where they are today, it's a crazy flip-flop, because I don't think younger Giants fans understand how big the A's were and how small the Giants were.
I think it's obvious to me that the Bay Area can support two teams, but two teams that are equally trying to pace themselves and get better and stay good and not turn over their roster every handful of years and try and get that new stadium. Look, the Giants have been running and the A's have been power walking at best, sometimes just sitting down on the curb doing nothing. I also think that right now and this weekend and these final couple weeks here, to see the response. And look, I'm a Bay Area guy. People know me, of course, from covering the A's and Sharks in the last 10, 15 plus years. I'm a Bay Area guy. I've got friends and family on both sides of like the Bay Area baseball scene, let's just say. And it's reminding me right now of the days after October 17th, 1989. You guys are Bay Area guys. Were you, you're old enough? Old enough
7 years
that?
Old. Yeah. I'll never forget. I was feeding the cats in the backyard when game three was about to, about to happen. And I swear to God, I remember it. And the first thing I did as the house was shaking, I turned on the TV. It's like, Grandma, the TV's not working. Giants A's, what's going on here? And not, little did I know, there was an earthquake.
Yeah, but you remember the time after that and how everybody was, all of a sudden, it was the rivalry. We were two games into the series at that point. But how the Bay Area totally turned from, oh, baseball, Battle of the Bay, to, oh my gosh, like there's tragedy happening here. And look, lives were lost. So I'm not going to say that the earthquake and the A's moving are of the same, well, magnitude. That's a bad word. But my point is, like, it's the togetherness of the Bay Area and Giants fans even realizing, looking across the Bay, saying, wait, even we don't want this right now. And we're not happy about this. And in some, you know, small consolation way, I think it's a great feeling. And it just shows who we are here in the Bay Area. But again, I think we're at a point, too, to recognize that none of this really actually needs to be happening.
No, it doesn't need to be happening. What's your favorite moment between these two teams in the Bay Bridge Series, as you are the architect of the new trophy, the Bay Bridge Series trophy, of course?
What are we going to do with that, by the way? Do you guys want to have a ceremony, a dumping it in the bay ceremony?
No. I don't know if you're into wrestling, but we should melt it down, okay? Like the urn was melted down and turn it into a chain, you know?
That trophy was made of the original eastern span of the Bay Bridge. Yep. It's already been melted down once.
Melt it down again.
Not again. You know, Abonte, if you're asking me for a memory, like, it's hard to not just think about the World Series, and I'm not saying that to rub it in, I promise you, right here, right now, but because that set a tone for the, I mean, I was 8, 9 years old, it set a tone for the rest of my life of how cool it was to have two teams, and one would be good, and the other one would struggle, and then the two would flip-flop. Some years, they would both be good, you know, and honestly, that's kind of what we're losing here.
Well, I guess, Brody, you're saying, like, oh, this is avoidable. There's never a good time when, like, your team packs up and leaves, right? St. Louis lost the Rams, even though it wasn't theirs to begin with. And they left for a definitive spot, L.A., which everyone across the country said, well, you know, you're going to L.A., and they're going to build an amazing stadium, and that's where the ownership wants to be, and they were there originally. This one's so unique in that they don't even know where they're going. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know how they're financing anything. It's just, and to your point about being avoidable, like, I can't take anything this ownership group says, does, the actions, their plans. I can't take any of it seriously, because there's never any money that they've put down saying, here's our investment. Here's how we have skin in the game. Like, it's just, I just don't understand how A's fans are going through this right now, because I'm not even an A's fan, and I feel like this is just absurd how this is going down.
To your point, there are so many options still on the table. And at this point, there should probably be only one clear, distinct path. And the trip to Sacramento is interesting. I don't know that it gives us any more finality to where they ultimately land. I mean, it's almost like, wait, Sacramento, that could be the detour that keeps this team even away from Las Vegas. And even down there right now, they're talking about going through the motions. But to your point, there hasn't actually been the dollar amount, the contribution. I mean, they are demolishing right now Tropicana Hotel. I was down there about 6, 7 weeks ago. I walked around the perimeter of the site. there's not a single sign that would say, here, the new brand new home of the Las Vegas A's or anything, or Major League Baseball's coming. It's literally just boarded up. There's nothing about it. I mean, wouldn't you take that opportunity to make a splash, to engage in that community? And I know maybe that's two steps ahead, but if ultimately that's what you're doing, right now is not too early for that. So I don't understand a lot of it. I know a lot of people have looked at me and said, well, you've been very critical of this. I'll tell you what my goal has been this entire time, is to document all those questions you have, all the things that don't necessarily make sense. How do you get a baseball park on 9 acres? How do you get fans to show up? Essentially, like, if you were going to build a stadium in New York, would you do it in Times Square? Do you think that's the ultimate place for Yankees and Mets fans to go show up to a baseball game? Probably not. So there's a lot of questions. There's not a lot of clarity.
Well said there. Brody Brazil joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 A Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? I did, and it is awesome. River Islands in Lathrop here. So take me back, Brody. Was there any point in time over the last 20 years that you thought, boy, we're about to get a stadium? Did you ever think it was actually close? Never?
Oh, no, it had quite a few times. I mean, as recently as 2018, 2019, and honestly, even into 2021 before parallel paths were announced and before 2023 when the ultimate, you know, April 19th turn was made to Las Vegas. Bonte, here's the frustrating part. There was nothing really standing in the way of this moving forward in Oakland, minus one thing, a development agreement. And again, money is attached to the development agreement. Who's going to pay for what? What's the sequencing of things? Like, the other part about Howard Terminal is you could have just built a ballpark. You didn't need to do the whole development all at once. That's what the A's were interested in doing. And that's a very tough thing. Look at Oracle Park. You know, those new buildings that have popped up across McCovey Cove? We're 25 years into Oracle Park, and they're now just getting to that. You have to do it in phases. But the point is, though, going back to when I thought it was done, there were so many approvals, an EIR, a BCDC approval to actually build on the bay. These are things that even if the A's really wanted to do it and those things didn't happen, they couldn't pay their way out of it. They couldn't make it happen. All those things fell into place. The only obstacle of this not happening in Oakland was their doing, was their decision in saying we're turning our backs on this. Granted, there was a Peralta site. There were talks about Fremont. There were talks about rebuilding at the Coliseum. The Howard Terminal one was so real. It was so tangible. And it was just so left to just wilt and die.
What's the hardest part for you to swallow right now for as this is going on?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's personal. It's professional. Shasky, you got me.
I apologize for that.
No. I want to try and get this out because I think this is important. I was putting my son to bed the other night, and he, you know, we have good talks, like when he's tired and when he's honest. And he goes, "Dad, I want to go to one more A's game." I didn't know what to tell him. Like, I want to go with my wife and maybe my parents and extended family, but I know I'm going to be a mess the entire time. I've even work-wise, I've just avoided going there this year because sometimes at a funeral, you don't like looking at the open casket, you know? It's a matter of that. I also look at it as a matter of the 500 people or so who are losing their jobs because of this. Yeah. Or even the people that are quote lucky enough to continue their work and continue working in Major League Baseball, but now have to figure out a way to split their life between the Bay Area and Sacramento. That's not exactly right around the corner. So that's probably the hardest part: the tradition, the legacy, the fact that this has been around all my life, and now it's ending, and I have to explain that to my 7-year-old son. Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just one of those things where it's just really hard to swallow. And we haven't even got to the last game yet. We haven't even got to the emotions of that.
Yeah.
So we're not even there yet.
You know, Shasky, I got to say, I've been over at NBC Sports Bay Area for 4 years, and I've seen Brody Brazil just go to his desk. He puts in the effort, puts in the grind, puts in the work like nothing's happening. Like, hey, we got baseball today. It's A's Yankees. It's A's Angels. It's A's Rangers. It's A's Mariners. This is a big AL West game. And you talk about being a pro's pro. And dealing with this situation, being a lifelong A's fans, I don't know how you and I could do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Giants went up and left. I don't know if the Niners went up and left, or the Warriors said, "You know what? We're going back to Philadelphia." What do you know? There's going to be. I don't know how I would have done it. And Brody, I got to say, man, you've been a total pro the entire step of the way, man. If there's kids out there listening, there's kids out there watching you, go be a Brody Brazil, seriously, because I don't know how you done it over the last 4 years or the last 5 years, knowing that this day would be coming. And you handle your business like a total pro, Brody. I'm seriously, man, I look up to you, man, and the way you handled your business on a daily basis covering this baseball team, because it's not easy.
Bonte, I'm recording this right now for my YouTube channel. So I got me on video right now, and I hope you see this later, because coming from you and what you just said and the way you said it about me, I've got a tear in my eye. Because,
no, seriously. You set the tone, man.
It's been hard. Yeah, no, you're spot on.
And you're a total pro in the way you go about your business. Every single game getting ready for that pre and post game show. It's not easy because we're all fans at the end of the day. How can we suppress our emotions on a daily basis when one of your teams is leaving? So I applaud you for that, man. And I think you're a better broadcaster for it. And I think a lot of kids should look up to you. This is how you handle a situation here. So let's land on a good note.
No, I'm not done with him.
Well, I was going to ask about Mac LaCelebrity, baby. The Sharks turnaround.
No, I'm not done with it. No, we got plenty of time. We got his whole career to talk Mac LaCelebrity. I want to end this on a really good note.
Well, that was a good note.
No. Better. Even better. All right. Let's do Brody versus Butcher right now. My ultimate San Francisco Giants lineup versus the ultimate Brody Brazil Oakland A's lineup.
All right. Do you want me to just go through the? You want me to go through the?
Yep. Right now, I got first base.
I mean, it's got to be Mark McGwire for the A's.
McGwire, okay.
49 home runs rookie season.
I'm going to go McCovey.
All right.
Second base.
I mean, this is a weird one, but I think I might say Jed Lowry. This dude is a hitting machine. He's retired, but I feel like he could still come in a game and hit a double right now.
I'm kind of with you there. I got to take Jeff Kent, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, I'm going to take Jeff Kent.
No washing his truck. Don't wash the truck.
Exactly. Enjoy the game.
I miss Jeff Kent. I miss Jeff Kent. He's at Texas too. A&M looking mad. Like, it's so red. It's like, dude, Jeff, smile a little bit.
Hey, his kid's balling. Third base.
Oh, this is the hardest one for the Oakland A's. Is it Matt Chapman? Is it Sal Bando? Is it Eric Chavez? Is it Carney Lance? I know I heard Sal. I'm going to do recency bias and say Xavi.
Okay.
Ooh, that's Carney, I love Carney.
I don't know how you didn't go Carney.
Monte.
I didn't know if you would. I would have gone Carney. Third base for the Giants is Matt Williams.
I think so too.
Not
the
Marines.
Matt Williams. All right, shortstop.
Miggy. It's got to be Miguel Tejada.
I like that.
Oh, that's such a good call.
I like that.
Gotta go Craw, right? Gotta go Craw.
Yeah, you got to go Brandon Crawford.
I mean, Crawford. I'll go
Crawford.
Yeah,
you got to go Crawford.
I miss Brandon Crawford. I miss Pleasanton Zone. I really do.
Yeah. All right. Now give me your left fielder.
The Man of Steel, Ricky Henderson.
I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt.
Ricky, I know.
Third person Ricky.
Could have been traded to the Giants in that 89 season. All right. I'm going to go Bonds. Center field.
You know, I want to say I want to say Dave Henderson, but I also realize that I'm doing the 89 team here. So maybe, and I know Cespedes was a corner outfielder. Coco was such a good guy. Can I put Cespedes out there?
Yeah, go ahead. Throw Cespedes out there. You want Cespedes.
If Judge could play center, Cespedes in his prime.
By the way, Brody, true story. I was in Boston the day the A's made the trade for Johnny Lester.
Oh,
I was
man.
In Boston and saw Cespedes' first game with the Red Sox against the Yankees, and I was like, I can't believe the A's traded their cleanup hitter. Mm. Can't believe that.
When the Royals stole 8 bases against, I think, John Lester in that wild card game, I'm like, yeah, you might want to actually try and pick a guy off. I don't do that, he said. Oh,
I don't throw to first base.
All right, right field. I'm not allowing us to take Stan Javier, who played for both teams. So who's it going to be?
They call me Jose. It's got to be Canseco, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
You got to go back.
Josh Reddick and others, but Jose, probably the right fielder of all right. Short time, but all time.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Bonte, who are we taking in right field? Is it Jack Clark?
Gosh, it's slim pickings. Giants haven't had a great... I have a soft spot for Ellis Burks and Reggie Sanders.
Hunter Pence?
I guess you got to go Hunter, right?
We'll go
He's
Hunter.
A champ. Let's go Hunter.
All right, Hunter Pence.
Like
let's go
say,
battery
I'm not going to lie. I like to say he's lined up a lot better than our
We're
going to
go through it. All right, give me your catcher and your starting pitcher.
Terry Steinbach is the catcher. And, I mean, if Dave Stewart is listening, how could I not go with my close and personal friend? Smoke out there.
You got to go smoke.
All right.
Most postseason pitchers of all time.
I love it. Ask Roger Clemens before he joined the Yankees what it was like facing Dave Stewart.
No doubt.
All right, Buster Posey, we're taking. We're going to go Marichal. We going Timmy. Are we going Mad Bum?
This is the hardest one for you, I feel like. Starting pitcher for the Giants. There are so many great choices
here. I'll let you do this one.
Well, I'm not taking LeVon Hernandez.
Why not? Why not taking LeVon? What about Russ Ortiz?
Hey.
You want to take Mark Gardner?
My heart is telling me take Lincecum. My heart.
You know why I like that? Because we got Let Timmy Smoke. And we got Smoke.
That makes sense. You tied that one together. That's why you're a pro here.
Who's your manager?
Theory should tell me Tony La Russa for wins in postseason, but I think the Oakland A's winningest manager is the San Francisco Giants' current manager. Also, a friend of Brody Brazil, Bob Melvin. Our dog is named Melvin.
Wow.
Gotta go with Paul Mel.
Spadotti over here, an A's fan. I don't know if he agrees with you, Brody. I thought you were going to say our how for a second.
I want to recap here. So, this is the lineup for the Oakland A's, the all-time Brody Brazil Oakland A's. McGuire at first, Lowry at second, Chavi at third, Miggy at short, Ricky Henderson in left, Yoenis Cespedes in center, Jose Canseco in right, my God, Terry Steinbach in the squat, and then you got Smoke on the hill with Bob Melvin in the dugout.
Now, if you went DH, Brody, would you go Reggie Jackson at DH?
I'll be honest, guys, I didn't go 72-3-4. It doesn't hit, but yes, I'd probably have to take some players
off
that.
Not a closer. The closer for your team's got to be Eck, right?
Of course.
Yeah, no disrespect to Mason Miller. He needs to do it for a lot longer, or Grant Balfour Houston or any Street. Others, but Houston Street, you're right. No, it's Eck.
Yeah, no, I think Eck, Brody, I was looking this up on Baseball Reference, just randomly. I think for a 4-year stretch from like 88 to 92, he walked like 12 dudes or something like that.
No, he's magical. Who's the Giants closer? Because that's another one that's interesting.
Well, see, my heart,
Brian Wilson.
No, it's Rod Beck, the arm. Because if you're gonna have Smoke on one side, I gotta have Beck. I mean,
you gotta have Shooter.
The arm dangling with Candlestick Wind blowing in the background.
I'm going Rod Nen. I would go Rod Nen because he literally gave his shoulder amazing. For the Giants. Yeah, his 4-year run with the Giants was amazing.
They've had a lot of good closers. Yeah, you know, no I mean, yeah, I could go.
Certainly not Camilo Duvall right now, Brody.
No.
Well, he, you know, coincidentally, Camilo Duvall is playing in the home of the Oakland A's for next year right now, right?
Oh,
he's
God.
Up in Sacramento. Think about that. way to come full circle on this, guys.
Brody, I love your team here. One last question, because you're talking about your son, right? And I brought my son to his first opening day this year. And for me, baseball is about my dad and my brother and my kid and me coaching. And just it's a family thing. And it means a lot to me. My earliest memories of going to games with my dad is sitting out in the bleachers and hearing, you know, ooh, Rebe. What's your earliest Oakland A's memory?
You know, it's not even so much the game or the Coliseum, but it was the former PA announcer at the Coliseum named Roy Steele. And team has been lucky to have Dick Callahan since then. Rest in peace to him as well, too. And Amelia Schimmel is the current voice. But
when Roy Steele got on the mic and it was, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oakland Coliseum." It was just that voice. To my dying day, I will be able to hear that voice. And it was something magical about that. I don't know if it made me want to have that voice, which I probably need to drink and smoke a lot more to do, but I feel like it was the soundtrack of that stadium. I think was one of my first and lasting baseball memories.
I love that.
Greatest Oakland A nickname of all time.
I mean, Coco's up there. There's probably some I can't say. She had like.
Have you listened to the show before, Brody?
Salute to the strippers.
He did. Shasky made an analogy about his son snorting lines last week. I mean, everything goes on his show.
He had a little taste of ice cream, and it was as if he was Scarface at the end of the movie. Lit up like a Christmas tree.
I know nothing about that, but that's what goes on here, Brody.
I'll probably come up with the best one like 2 minutes after we hang up. Sure. But I don't know. There's been a lot of good ones. It's been so many characters on that team, and it's maddening. I'll leave you with this. Beyond nicknames, it's maddening how that team, especially in recent years, just keeps coming up with more talent, more interesting players. I look at the Giants even right now, who would probably love to have Mason Miller instead of Camilo Duvall, or would love to. Like, you want a 30 home run hitter first time since Bonds? You want Brent Rooker? Right. Langoliers and Patrick Bailey, I feel like, are a conversation of who's better. It's just, it's unreal how they keep finding talent, and then it goes away, and now the team is going away.
You're so right. We were just discussing that earlier today. It's like the A's farm system has been churning out talent over and over and over. And then the evolution of like just a marketing campaign with the big three commercials, you know, and Miguel Tejada and all the billboards that you guys had at BART. I'm at Balboa Park in the city, Brody. I'm like, man, the A's got it going on with the slogans or whatnot. The Giants need to catch up. Root beer float day on Wednesday matinee day games. I mean, everything. They've been ahead of the curve. So I wanted to end this on a good note because I know it's a sad day and it's coming. Yeah. But we wanted to get you on to talk about that because when we think of A's, we think of Brody Brazil because you've been holding it down and holding that flag, carrying that flag for a long, long time.
Good man.
Boys, anytime, I'm happy to do it. Big fan of the show. I'm glad you guys have been doing it for so long, too. So keep it up, and I will hope to talk to you sooner than later.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brody. Appreciate it. Happy birthday to your kid.
Yep, absolutely.
Happy birthday. Brody Brazil here on the Morning Rose, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. We kind of screwed up here. We didn't have Willie Mays.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.